B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Ayin Gimel. We're going to start three lines from the top of the Amud. The Gemara takes us back to the Mishnah at the end of Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah there is discussing about an Erev Pesach which is on Shabbos. And on Shabbos, you're not allowed to shecht any korbanos besides for the korbanos tzibur that have to be brought on that day and a korban Pesach on Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So the Mishnah says, Shochatoi. If you shecht the korban Pesach for those in the name of those who cannot eat the korban Pesach, then it's chayv on Shabbos, because we've already seen in a previous Mishnah that if you shecht the korban Pesach exclusively for people who cannot eat it or are not allowed to eat it, then the korban Pesach is posel. Since the korban Pesach is posel, he's not allowed to shecht it on Shabbos. You shecht it on Shabbos, sheichet is one of the lametes melachos. He's chayv chatos. The Mishnah continues, lo'ichlov v'shaloi lo'ichlov, if you shecht it, having in mind those that can eat as well as those that can't, lemnuyov v'shaloi lemnuyov lemulinu la'arelim letmeim ul'toirim, in those cases, potur. Since the Korban Pesach was kosher, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, if the Korban Pesach is kosher, he was allowed to shecht it on Erev Shabbos. If you're allowed to shecht on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, he's allowed to shecht it even on Shabbos. You're allowed to shecht it on Shabbos. There's obviously no chiyuv chatos. Says the Gemara, Shochtu shaloi la'ichlov, pshita. It's poshut that he's going to be chayiv on Shabbos. Kiven dehosom, since on a regular Erev of Pesach, posel, the Mishnah told us on Daf Samech Aleph Amud Aleph that if you shecht the korban Pesach, shaloi la'ichlov, etc., it's posel, then hocha, if you do it on Shabbos, over here, chayiv is going to be chayiv chatos for the melacha of sheichet. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Mishum de Tana Sefer Potur. Since in the next case in the Mishnah, it tells us Potur, Tana Reisha Chayev, then the Mishnah, by the way, of the second clause of this statement, mentions the first part that he's Chayev. But you're right, this part in and of its own is Poshet. Asks the Gemara, V'ho Nami Pshita. But the second part of the Mishnah, of this statement in the Mishnah, if Shochatu La'oichlov V'shaloi La'oichlov, etc., that in that case is Potur from Chiyuv Chatos, is also Poshut. V'ho Nami Pshita. Mishum Dehosam Kosher. Since on a regular Korban Pesach, if you shecht the Korban Pesach, La'oichlov V'shaloi La'oichlov, it's Kosher. Hoch, if you do it on Shabbos, Potur, of course you're going to be Potur because it's Kosher. Elo, says the Mishnah, Aydu de Tona, Shochatoi Shaloi Lishmoi B'Shabbos. Since at the beginning of the Mishnah, it speaks about shechting a Korban Pesach, L'Shem Shlomim, for example, and you shecht it on Shabbos, a Shaloi Lishmoi, shecht it on Shabbos. And there it says explicitly that he's Chayev, because a Pesach Shaloi Lishmo on Erev Pesach on Shabbos is the Korban Pesach is posel. Since the Korban Pesach is posel, then he's chayev chatos for the shechita. Tonanami shaloi la'ichlov. So by the way, the shaloi lishmoi, which is one of the psulim of Korban Pesach, the Mishnah also mentions another psul, which is shaloi la'ichlov. Asks the Gemara, v'hi gufa lomoli. But ask the question there as well. Why do you need to say the first halacha in the Mishnah? HaPesach sheshochatoi sheloi lishmoi b'Shabbos chayev olav chatos. We know that a Pesach nishchat sheloi lishmoi is posel. It's a Mishnah in Zvachim, that a Pesach sheloi lishmoi is posel. So doing it on Shabbos, of course you're chayev for sheichat on Shabbos. There alone you can ask why the Mishnah had to say it. Answers the Gemara, Mishum de Kaboy leflugit Rebelez v'Bishua. Because in the case after that in the Mishnah, where v'shar kol azvachim sheshochatom l'shem Pesach, if you took a regular other korban, for example a shlomim, and you shechted it l'shem Pesach, and over there we said that if it's ru'uyin, if it's a type of animal that could have passed as a korban Pesach, you could have got confused. It's a toya b'dvar mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yeshua. And there's a machlekus. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's potter from chatos because he was toya b'dvar mitzvah. Rabbi Eliezer says he's chay of a regular chatos like every other shaygig, every other mistake. We had a whole daf ayin base discussing this at length. And since the Mishnah wanted to teach us this machlekus, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, by Shar Kol Azvachim, Sheshochatom L'Shem Pesach. So the Mishnah preempts that by saying, HaPesach Sheshochatoi Shaloi Lishmoi. Once the Mishnah tells us the Psul of Shaloi Lishmoi by Pesach, then the end of the Mishnah also tells us the Psul of Shaloi La'ichlov, even though those halachas are poshut. Continues the Gemara, Omale Revhuna Bar Chinina Lebrei. Revhuna Bar Chinina said to his son, Ki Ozlis Lekamei Drev Zrika. when you go and visit, when you go and meet Rav Zrika, boye minei, ask him the following three questions. Number one, ledivrei ha'oimer mekalkil b'chabura potur. We know that there's lamates melachas, 39 melachas are also on Shabbos. But that's only if you're doing something positive, if you're fixing something with them. If you do one of the lamates melachas, and actually what you're doing is being destructive, and the typical example discussed, but it's not exclusive to chabura, but it's any melacha. But if somebody makes a chabura, he makes a wound, which has got no positive value, it's just destroying, then he's not going to be chayev for chayvel. So over here you've got a shaychet. So if you shecht it and you did something positive with it, then you transgressed the melacha of shaychet on Shabbos, and then you're going to be chayev chatos. But over here, what did he do? He shechted the korban pesach. It was posel. You can't eat it. You can't offer it on the mizbech. You can't do anything with it. So for all intents and purposes, he was just mekalkel. He's just destructive. It's also to be destructive on Shabbos, but it's certainly not a chayev chatos. So that's what Rav Huna said to his son, ask of Zrika this question, that according to the opinion that holds mekalkel b'chabura, that making a wound and being destructive is potur, then shochatu shaloi le'oichlov, in this case, at the end of the Mishnah, where you have shochatu shaloi le'oichlov, and it's a big discussion here why he's asking from the end of the Mishnah, shochatu shaloi le'oichlov, for the same token he could have asked by shochatu shaloi le'shmoi, the first case in the Mishnah, Pesach shochatu shaloi le'shmoi, then over there, chayev. Why is he chayev? Ma'atikin. What did he fix by shechting a korban pesach that was posel? He just took an animal, destroyed it. You can't do anything with it. It's going to be burnt and nobody's going to have any use from it. Why is he chayev chatos? So indeed, the son of Rav Huna asked Rav Zrika this question. Rav Zrika answered that tikin im olu lo yordu. Because we have a halacha. The halacha is that that some korbanos, even if they were not allowed to be put on the mizbeach because of some psul that happened, which type of psulim, any type of psul which happened in the proximity of the Beis Hamikdash, then since when the animal came in, it was a perfectly kosher and could have been a kosher korban, and the psul just happened in the Azara, then there is enough of a level of Kedusha there that even those psulim that you're not allowed to offer it on the Mizbeach, if somebody took those limbs and actually took them up the ramp to the top of the Mizbeach, you do not need to take them down and you can offer them onto the fire. So what he was ticking was, Them olu lo yordu. If he wouldn't have shechted this animal and this animal would have strode up the Kevish and gone to the top of the Mizbeach, we would have taken it down. Now that he shechted it, what he's fixed, what he's gained with that, is now that it's up, even though it's a posel Korban Pesach. But since it was a psul in the Azara, it was a psul that happened with the intentions whilst he was doing the Avodis, it was Shaloi Lishmoi, Shaloi Le'oichlov, you don't need to take them down. He fixed, he gained something, and therefore he's chayev chatos. Says the Gemara, shochatu v'nimto balmum. In the same Mishnah we saw in Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, it says that if you shechted it and you found that it was a blemished animal, you're chayev chatos. And we said there that since it's something which is evident, you can see that it's a mum, it's not even a toya b'dvar mitzvah. It was a shaygig at the best. So over there, what are you going to say there? It was a Baal Mum. The psul of Baal Mum didn't happen in the Beis HaMikdash. It happened outside when it became blemished, long before it came into the Beis HaMikdash. And if so, the question comes back. If im olu yerdu, somebody takes the limbs of a korban that was a Baal Mum and puts it onto the Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, we don't put it on the fire, we take it back down. So in that case, why is he chayev chatos? He's just been mekalkel, he's just destroyed the animal, he's gained nothing. Ma'atikin, what did he fix with the Shechita? So answered Rav Zrika, this was the second question that Rav Zrika was asked. So Rav Zrika answered, Tikin bedukin sheba'ayin, that the Baal Mum there, the Mum that the Mishnah is talking about, where that if you shecht it on Shabbos, your chayev chatos, and it's not mekalkel, is talking about a type of a Mum where im olu yerdu. What Mum is that? Dukin sheba'ayin, a very fine type of mum, of blemish, on somewhere near the eye. And Valibud Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that since this type of mum is not always a mum, for example, with birds, if a bird would have this type of mum, it would be kosher. With the animals, we say it's called a mum. But since it's not such a severe type of mum, then De'omarim olu lo yirdu. He says in that type of mum, even though it's a mum that happened outside the Beis HaMikdash, nonetheless, if you put it onto the Mizbeach already, you don't need to take it down. And if so, he's going to be chayev chatas because that's what he's fixed. The next question following from there. Shochtu v'nimtza treifa. We saw in the Mishnah that if somebody shechted the animal and he found that it was a treifa beseser, it was a hidden type of treifa, there was something wrong with the animal, and you couldn't tell from the outside it was wrong, potter, then since he had every right to shecht this animal, and he's then potter from bringing korban chatos. Says the Gemara, that ha begolui, but you can deduce from the Mishnah that only a type of treifa which is hidden, that type of treifa, indeed, you don't need to bring a korban chatos. But if it's a treifa that's clearly evident externally, chayev is going to be chayev chatos because you can see that it's a treifa. And when did a treifa become treifa? Before he came into the Beis HaMikdash. And in that case, why are you saying chayev? Or why are you deducing from the Mishnah that only a treifa beseser is potur, but treifa of golui is chayev? Why is it chayev chatos? What have you gained? So with the mum, you could say dukin sheba'ayin, there's a type of blemish which is im olu lo yirdu. There's no type of treifa which is im olu lo yirdu. So he's ma'atikin. What did he fix in that case? Answered the Gemara, answered the Zrika. Tikin lo hoitzi bidei nevela. We know that if an animal dies without shechita, then it's tomei. Tomei b'maga, tomei b'masa. If you touch it, if you move it, if you carry it, then there's a tumah of tumas nevela. However, if you shecht it, then once it's shochut, even though it's a treifa, but once it's shochut, then it's not considered a nevela anymore. So he says, since you shechted it, and now, because you shechted it, you've removed from it the tumas nevela, or you've prevented the tumas nevela from applying to it, therefore you've gained something from the shechita, and therefore you're chayev chatos. As maskif lo Ravina. Now Ravina's asking on that. How do Tanya, we learnt in the Braisa, Hashechit chatos b'Shabbos. If somebody shechted a korban chatos on Shabbos, you're not allowed to shecht a korban chatos on Shabbos. A chatos of a yochid, you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos. But he shechted it on Shabbos. Bachutz, he shechted it outside the Azara, in a place where shechitas hegdish bachutz is a serious avera. And l'avoid Azara, he had intentions of shechting it for avoid Azara. So he's chayev oleo gimel chatois. He did three averas that each and one of them independently is chayev koros, and therefore each one you have to bring a chatos if he did it by mistake. One is a chiyuv chatos for Shabbos, you sheichet on Shabbos. Number two, a chatos for shechting kolchim bachutz, and number three for shechting l'avoid zara. Here the question is, ma tikin? What did he gain? And what are you going to say that now that it's shochot, it doesn't have tumas nevela? No, because Avodah Zorah, if you shecht for Avodah Zorah, it's even more Tomei than Nevela. It's even Tomei Tumas Oil. So you haven't even gained that. So what have you gained? And if you've gained nothing, then why are you chayev for Shabbos? You can be chayev for the other things, for Shechitas Chutz and Avodah Zorah, but Chatos on Shabbos, according to the man de Omach, Mekalkul b'chabura is potur, why is he chayev Chatos for that? Ma tikin? Omer Bavira. Rabbi Vira answered Ravina's kasha, "Shemoytziyoy mide eiver menachay." That if you were to eat this animal while it was alive, then you're chayev for eiver menachay. A goy is chayev for eiver menachay. Even a goy, you're not allowed to eat a limb of an animal if the animal is still alive. Now that it's shechted, if the goy eats it, he's allowed to eat it. And this korban could have been eaten, or this animal could have been eaten in its shechted form. It could have been eaten by a goy. And therefore you have gained something, you have fixed something. Continues the Gemara. And the Gemara is now taking us back to the Mishnah. The final statement in the Mishnah. Shochatoy, if somebody shechted a korban Pesach on Erev Pesach at the right time, it was Shabbos. V'noidan, after the shechita, he became aware, it became known to him, Shemoshchu abaylim es yodom, that all the owners of this korban had withdrawn from this korban Pesach. Or they had died, or they had become Tomei, and the common denominator between them is that it became apparent that this Korban Pesach was actually posel, because it was shechted without having anyone to eat it. Then potur, mipnei sheshochat b'rishus, since he didn't have any reason to suspect that this was the situation, he had every right to shecht this Korban Pesach, and therefore he's not chayev chatos for shechting on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Omer v'hun Omer Rav. And Rav is going to give a very cryptic type of statement, and we're going to have six explanations in the Gemara how to deal with this statement of Rav. What did Rav say? Rav said that it's something that seems not associated to us, but the Gemara is going to bring it back to our Mishnah. What did Rav say? Oshom shenitek lira'iyo v'shachto istam kosher lo'ila. What does that mean? So it goes as follows. We know that regarding Korban Chatos, there's a concept called Chamisho Chatois HaMeisois. And this is unique, it's Halacha L'Meishim Misina, it's unique to Korban Chatos, that if in five situations, a Korban Chatos actually has to be left to die. That if any of these five situations take place regarding a Korban Chatos, then you take this Korban Chatos, you've got to lock it in a room and just let it die of starvation, and then it gets burnt and that's it. That's the halacha by the Chamisho Chatois HaMeisois. One of them is if the owners of the Korban Chatos dies. Another one is if it's Niskapru Ba'alim. If the owner who made this Korban Chatos, and he had this Korban Chatos because of a certain Avera he did, and then he brought a different Korban Chatos for that Avera, this Korban Chatos, which is now redundant, has to be let to die. It's a halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Now, there's another halacha L'Moshe Misinai that says that anything that regarding the Korban Chatos, if the Korban Chatos has to be Meso, Kol Shebechatos Meso, Be'osham Roya, it's a Gemara in Tmura. The halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that in a similar situation regarding a Korban Osham, in any of those cases, for example, if the owner of this Korban Osham died, or if the owner of this Korban Osham doesn't need this Korban Osham anymore, it doesn't need to be let to die. But Roye, what does Roye mean? That normally a Korban, we're not allowed to allow it to have a mum, we have to protect it very well, it should stay full, it should stay tomim, and it shouldn't chas v'shalom get a mum. This type of Korban, you cannot shecht it. So what's the halacha L'Moshe Misinai? Just give it to the shepherd, let him take it to the pasture to graze, wait till it gets a mum. Once it gets a mum, then you can sell it. And with the money, you can buy, we'll soon see what you do with the money, but you can sell it and the money is used for hekdesh, and this animal is just becomes chulin, is not a korban anymore. So it went in a couple of stages. You had this osham that was either niskapru ba'alehem or meisu ba'alehem. So the first thing you do is you remove the korban osham from where it is. It's nitek. You take it away from being protected in the Beis HaMikdash. L'ra'oya, you're giving it to the shepherd to graze. L'ra'iyo means for grazing. And then you let it get a mum, and then you can redeem it. So what happens if you had this osham that nitek l'ra'iyo? It was the situation where it was either Niskapru Balem or Mesu Balem. And they removed it from the protection of the Beis HaMikdash, so it should be, wait for a mum. And what happened? The owner of this Osham, instead of waiting for it to have a mum, selling it and using the money for the things we'll soon see, what did he do? He took this korban, which didn't have a mum, and he shechted it. V'shochtoi. And before it had a mum, and nishochtoi stam. He didn't shecht it l'shem oila, he just shechted it as it is. Kosher l'oila. Why is it kosher l'oila? Because what are we going to do with this money? The money that, what should have happened, this osham should have had this mum, been redeemed, sold, and with the money you buy a korban oila with it. That means this animal is now slated for being an oilo. It's now designated for being an oilo. That's where it's headed. Nothing else. It cannot remain an osham because it's niskapru ba'alehem or meisu ba'alehem. So this osham is now going to become an oilo. How is it going to become an oilo? The way it should have become an oilo is wait for it to get a mum, redeem it, and use the money to buy an oilo. This person, for whatever reason it was, he took this osham and he shechted it without having any intentions. And kosher l'oilo, then it can be brought up on the mizbeach as an oilo. That's what Rav said. So what's the Gemara deducing from there? Alma, you see from there that Kosova, that Rav holds, that since it's designated to become a korban oilo, and the money which is going to redeem this korban osham is going to be used for oilo, loy boya akira. You don't need to do an active move. You don't need to verbalize and say, I want this korban that I'm shechting now to be an oila. Even if you shecht it stam, stoma, That means you didn't have in mind specifically oila. It's as if the korban is already considered an oila, and therefore it's kosher. Because if you need akira, if you have to verbalize the new korban that you're doing it for, that means that all the while you don't verbalize it, it still retains the status of the previous korban. If you don't need to verbalize it, that means the very fact that it's now headed towards being a different korban, that in and of itself is a reason to believe or reason to change its status to the new korban. And over here, since this asham is going to be used for an oila, it's already got the status of an oila. Since it's got a status of an oila, even if shachtei stam, even if when you shachted it, you didn't explicitly have in mind or verbalize that it's an oila, kosher la oila, it's a kosher oila. That's what it means, lo yiboya akira. You don't need to uproot the status of asham. It's uprooted by virtue of the fact that it's going to be an oila. Says the Gemara, ihachi, if so, if you say that the moment that an osham is niskapru balem or mesu balem, then already it has the status of an oila, then why do you say if he removed it l'ra'oya for grazing and then it was shechted stama, then it's kosher l'oila? Why don't you say straight away, say any osham which is niskapru balem or mesu balem can be brought up as a, can be shechted as is, it's already got the status of an oila and is a kosher l'oila. Why did Rav say his halacha that only if it was nitek l'raya, only if it's already been removed to the grazing, only then we say that shachto istam is kosher l'oila? Answers the Gemara, you're right. The truth is that even if you don't separate it, then as soon as it became posel, as soon as it became niskapru balem or mesu balem, at that point it's already become, it's not kosher for an ashram, but it's already become an oila, and if you shecht it, it's kosher. However, over here, there's a gzeira la'achar kapora otu lifnei kapora. In the case of niskapru balem, what's the case of niskapru balem? That the owners of this korban ashram had their atonement using a different animal. So, and then what happens to the original animal, the original ashram? It's now an oila. So it should be able to straight away be used as an oila. But no, because if you're going to allow this ashram to be used as an oila, then people might think even before he's niskapru balem, he's taken an animal, made an ashram. He hasn't brought any ashram yet for that particular reason he needs to bring an ashram, and suddenly he needs an oila. So he'll say, you know what, I'll take this korban ashram, I'll shecht it as an oila, and tomorrow I'll deal with the ashram, I'll make another ashram. And that you cannot do. We know very clearly that you can't change from zebach to zebach, from one korban to another. All the while that it's still an osham, you cannot make it an oila. Only after it was niskapru balem, in the event that the owners had a different animal for that same cause of the osham, then the earlier osham becomes an oila. But in order that people shouldn't get confused between this osham being used for an oila after he's already had a different ashram to before he had a different ashram, the Chachamim said, you know what, ashram, even if it's niskapru balem, you cannot use it for an oila. If you've already separated it for grazing, then that wouldn't be confused. In that case, once it's already been separated, then we allow you to, or we say that if you offer it up as an oila, it's kosher. Gezeira la'achar kapara, otu lifnei kapara. Umina teimra. What's the source? Where do we find that there's such a gezeira of after kapara, which means if it's niskapru balem, where it should be a kosher oila, because this osham is now going to become an oila, that we say you're not allowed to bring it as an oila in fear otu koidem kapara, because we're afraid that you might do the same before it's niskapru balem, when it's still a regular osham. Ditnan, we saw in the Mishnah, osham shemesu bailov, oish niskapru bailov. What's the halacha? As we saw before, yire, it should graze in the fields, achi istoiv, until it gets a blemish. And then v'yimochir, and then it gets sold. V'yiplu domov l'nedova. The Tanakhama say, what do you do with the money? You bring with it an oilas nedova, which is called keitz hamizbeach. It's an oilas tzibur. It has all the various halachas of an oilas tzibur. That's according to the Tanakhama what you do with it. Rebbe Eliezer argues with the Tanakhama, and he says, Rebbe Eliezer Omer Yomus. Rebbe Eliezer says there's actually no difference between a korban osham and a korban chatos. In the same way as a korban chatos, you lock it in a room and let it die, the same is going to apply to the osham. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, And Rabbi Shua is now very similar to the Tanakhama, just whereas the Tanakhama says that you use the money for a public oila, Rabbi Shua says that after it gets the mum, you let it graze, you wait for it to get a mum, and then you mochir, and then you can sell it after it has a mum. V'yavi b'domov oila, and with the money of this animal, you can buy a private oila, and it has all the halachas of a personal private oila, different halachas to a oilas tzibur. That's a Mishnah. So what do we see in that Mishnah? Bedomov in. The Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can only use the money of this animal in order to bring your own korban oila. Aval gufoy loy. Even though this animal is dedicated, or it's now aiming to become an oila, because that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. What do you do with the money? You buy with the money a korban oila, an oila siyachid for this same owner. It's a private. It's an oilas yochid. So, and nonetheless, Rabbi Yeshua says, don't shech the osham itself. Wait for it to get a mum, sell it, and with the money you'll buy the oila. Why can't I just bring it up as a korban oila as it is? Why? And the answer is the gozar la'achar kapora otu lefnei kapora. It's because the Chazal made a gzeira. A gzeira was since. If before it was niskapru balem, it's a regular osham, and if you're going to shecht it as an oila, it's a problem, because you cannot change a korban from osham to oila without reason, and you're going to get confused. And therefore we say, even if it is niskapru balem, even if you did have a different osham to atone for the same reason, and the first osham now is got the status of an oila, nonetheless, don't shecht it as it is, wait for it to get a mum, and then sell it and buy with the money a korban oilo. So you see that there's a concept of a gzeira la'achar kapora otu lifnei kapora shma mino, and that's why Rav said before that only if it was nitik l'ri'ya and you shechted it stoma, then it's an oilo, but if it wasn't nitik l'ri'ya, then not. So that was the first way of understanding Rav, that Rav said shochato stam is kosher. Why is it kosher la'oilo? Because lo'i boya akira. This osham already has the status of oila, even without actively uprooting the status of osham. The very fact that that's where it's heading, that's what you're supposed to do with the money, to bring an oila, it already is called an oila, and shochto istam is kosher. Asks the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Chisda Rav Huna. Rav Chisda is asking Rav Huna the following question. Shochatoi, we saw in our Mishnah, this is how we're coming back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah here we saw, and the Ein Aleph Amud Beis at the bottom, that Shochatoi v'noida shemoshchu abaylim es yodom oy shemesu oy shenitmu potur mipnei sheshochat birshus. Let's try and understand what happened here. This person innocently shechted a Korban Pesach. What was really the case? That this Korban Pesach was posel because the owners had died, or because they became tomei, or they just retracted, they just withdrew from their registering on this Korban Pesach. So now this Korban Pesach is posel. What's the status of any posel Korban Pesach when the psul is not a mum or anything like that? Well, and it's something to do with this Korban Pesach, which cannot really be, is not in a situation to be used for a Korban Pesach. We've seen many times already. The status of every Korban Pesach is that really it's going to be a shlomim. A Pesach sheshochtoi l'shem shlomim, the rest of the year, is kosher. Either before Erev Pesach or after Erev Pesach, just not on Erev Pesach. We've discussed that. A Pesach is a regular Pesach, which cannot be or will not be shechted as a Korban Pesach, is a shlomim. So here we're talking about that. What was this Korban? This Korban was a shlomim. So what's the Gemara deducing from here? V'tonia lo. And we learned in a brisa regarding this halacha of the Mishnah, that b'chol ki agavna, our Mishnah is talking about it happened on Shabbos. And the whole discussion is he chayev chatos for shechting this animal? Is he not chayev chatos? The Mishnah said potur, because toye bedvar mitzvah, it's similar to oinus, as we discussed there. But now the brisa is saying that on Shabbos, that was the discussion in the Mishnah. If it happened in the weekdays, what happened on a regular Erev Pesach on a weekday? And you shechted the Korban Pesach, v'noida, and then it became aware, shemoshcho baylim es yodom, oy shemesu, oy shenitmu. What's the halacha then? Then you've got this Korban, where without even knowing it, it is a shlomim. Because a Pesach that cannot be brought as a Korban Pesach is has the status of a shlomim. It's going to be a shlomim. And according to what we just saw before, that loy boya akira, in the same way as an osham is an oila as soon as it can no longer be used as an osham, so too this psachim is a shlomim. This Pesach is a shlomim. So what's the halacha? So the Braisa says, b'chol ki agavna yisarif miyat. Immediately you burn it. You shechted the korban Pesach, and you shechted it l'shem, or it's a korban that doesn't have l'oichlov, nothing to do with the shame. It's a korban Pesach that was shechted and had no oichlim on it. There was nobody registered who could eat on it with this korban Pesach. It's pasul completely. So the question is like this, if you would hold boya akira, that even a korban that's going to become a different korban, till you verbalize that intention and that change of status, it retains its old status. If that was the case, then this korban that the Mishnah is talking about, Pesach, it's a korban Pesach. If it's a korban Pesach, it's a korban Pesach, which is sheloy limnuyav. It wasn't shechted for the sake of being able to be eaten by people who can eat it. Because there was nobody who can eat it. They either died or became tomei, or they just withdrew from the group. The kiven de lesle bailim, we know that korban Pesach that's shechted sheloy limnuyov, then havele psule begufoy, that's considered shechting a korban Pesach without having a menuyov, registered people to eat it, that is a psul haguf. And a psul haguf, we know, am tulahochi, that's why sorif miyad. The klal is, the rule is, any psul haguf, any psul which we attribute to the animal itself, is we burn it straight away. It's a pasul korban. Eloi omris loy boya akira, if, like we saw before, the first explanation in Rav, that Rav Huna said, in the name of Rav, and the way the Gemara explained it, that the reason that Rav says this osham, which is shechted stam, is kosher la'oila, because the osham is already an oila, even without verbalizing it, it's stam. If so, the korban Pesach in this Mishnah is a shlomim. It became a shlomim just because loy boya akira. I don't need to do something to make it into a shlomim. It automatically becomes a shlomim. Yomus loy boya akira. Then Mereisha, even before he shechted it, havele shlomim. By virtue of the fact that there's no owners left to eat it, or nobody who can eat it, it is a shlomim. So what's the problem with this korban? The only problem is that to shecht a korban shlomim after the korban tomid shel bein arba'im is an issa asei, the aleo hashlem we saw previously, that you're not allowed to do that. Okay, so you're not allowed to do that. But the psul any psul that comes consequent to shechting a shlomim after the korban tomid is definitely not considered a psul haguf. It's just that you're not allowed to shecht it now because you have to shecht all korbanos, which are not korban Pesach. You have to shecht them before the korban tomid. It's not a psul in the essence of the korban. Psulay mishum mai. What's the psul? Mishum davar achir. It's a psul for a completely different reason. What's the psul? Because shochet le tomid shel bein arba'im, achar tomid shel bein arba'im, because you shechted it after the korban tomid. If so, ibur tzura boya. Then you can't just be yisarif miyad. The Braisa says on this Mishnah that if it was a weekday, you burn it straight away. No, you don't burn it straight away. Any psul which is not psul haguf, you have to wait till the next day for it before you can burn it. D'tanya, as we saw in a Braisa, ze'aklal, the rule is, kol she'psulei begufoy, any psul which is a psul haguf, for example, if it's pigul, noisar, tome, etc., yisarif miyad, you burn it straight away. However, badam or babailim, if the psul is either something to do with something that happened to the blood or something that happened to the owners, as in this case, then it's not respectable to burn this korban. To uber tsurasa, you wait till the next day, and the next day the korban has already lost its appearance somewhat, and then you can viyotza lebeis hasreifa. Exactly how to uber tsurasa works is complicated. We discussed it a little bit on Daf Lamed Daled, but either way, you cannot burn it that day, you have to burn it the next day. So Gemara is saying that since the Braisa says that in our Mishnah, if it was the weekday, you would burn it straight away, if you say that you need an Akira, that means this was a Korban Pesach still, I can understand, it's a psul haguf. But if you say loy boy Akira, as you saw before, then this is a shlomim. If it's a shlomim, then what's the problem? A shlomim that was shechted on Erev Pesach, even if it was shechted l'shem Pesach, it's a shlomim. And if it's a shlomim, we'll soon see if it was explicitly shechted l'shem Pesach. But here, we don't know it was explicitly shechted l'shem Pesach, it was shechted stoma. It's a shlomim. shechted stoma. The worst case scenario is that there's a problem that it was shechted after the korban tamid. That's not psula guf. How can the braisa say he's sorry for miyad? The big question we have to ask here is that if this is a shlomim and the whole problem is that it was shechted after the korban tamid shel ben arbaim, why does it need to uber tzurasa? It's not possible at all. It's a kosher korban, as we saw already on daf samech aleph amud aleph. And the truth is that I found b'siyata d'shmaya that Tosus in Yuma daf chof tes amud aleph asks this question and on this Gemara, and Tosus there discusses why to uber tzurasa, what should be the problem with it. But either way, the Gemara is proving from the Braisa that explains our Mishnah that Yisarif Miyad, that it must be, if Yisarif Miyad, it must be it's psula guf. If it's psula guf, it must be this animal is not a shlomim. It must be this animal is a psachim, is a korban pesach, which was shechted shloi limnuyav, and therefore it's possible, psula guf. Why is this animal still a korban pesach and not a shlomim? Because all the while you didn't actively and explicitly uproot the status of pesach, it doesn't have the status of shlomim. If so, you see that boya akira, that for a korban to become from one status to another, it needs an explicit akira. That's not like we saw before in the name of Rav, that Rav says that the oshram became the oila. So you see that loy boy akira. Says the Gemara, elo eima, we're changing it. Rav didn't say that stoma is oila. Stoma is not oila. So if so, why is it kosher l'oila? You know why it's kosher l'oila? Because he explicitly said that it's an oila. If you explicitly say this osham, which is, so we're talking about an osham after niska prubailov, that means this osham is going to become an oila. And ideally speaking, he should wait for it to get a mum, sell it, and then buy with its money an oila. But since it's going to be used for an oila, its money is going to be used for an oila, then it can be made into an oila, but not by default. Boya akira. You need to explicitly uproot the status of Osham. How do you do that? By saying, I want this korban now to be shechted as an oila, not as an Osham, as an oila. If you do that, then everybody agrees that it gets its new status. We saw before that Rav said, V'shochato istam kosher l'oila. He shechted istama. He didn't explicitly say it's oila. Says the Gemara, no, Elo Eima, we're going to change that. Eima shochat oila shum oila kosher. The only reason it's kosher is because you explicitly said it was for an oila. But if you didn't explicitly say it was for an oila, then it's not an oila because boya akira, and then alma boya akira, and not like we saw before. And then the braisa on our Mishnah is well understood. The reason you're sorry for miyad is because the Mishnah was a korban pesach. He didn't say explicitly he's shechting it for a korban shlomim. Therefore, it's still a pesach. A pesach shloi limnuyav is considered a psul haguf. That's what the Gemara is doing here. Asks the Gemara, ule Reb Chiya bar Gamda, and this is something we saw in the Samach Dalad already. Reb Chiya bar Gamda says, the Omar nizruko mipia chabura. The whole group of Talmidei Chachomim simultaneously and unanimously agreed, the Omri, and said that kegoyin shehu yubayinim tmei mesim nitchim lepesach sheni. Who da have the boy akira? Ha ba'alma loy boy akira. What were we discussing there? Then we were discussing the opinion of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says there in the Mishnah that this isser of not shechting any korban whilst owning chometz. So Reb Shimon says that applies to a korban pesach on pesach and other korban, the korban pesach on erev pesach, sorry, and all other korbanis on pesach. And we discussed there what happens in the case if I had a korban pesach and you shechted the korban pesach on pesach. So there was a whole discussion, if you're shechting it stoma for korban pesach, you just shecht it stoma. You had a korban pesach, you didn't shecht it on erev pesach, you're shechting it on yontiv while owning chometz. Are you over? You're not over. So we saw there that Reb Chiya bar Gamda said that it depends. If the reason that this korban pesach wasn't shechted wasn't used in erev pesach, was for any other reason, then it is a shlomim. It's considered a shlomim, and if you're shechting a shlomim on Pesach whilst owning chometz, Reb Shimon says that you're over, you're chayev. However, if this korban is considered a korban Pesach, then you're not chayev. Because korban Pesach, you're only chayev if you're shechting korban Pesach when owning chometz, only if it's on erev Pesach. And Reb Shimon learns it from a pasuk. What would make this Korban Pesach still retain its status of Korban Pesach only when there's an assumption that the owners need this Korban Pesach to stay a Korban Pesach even though Erev Pesach has passed? What would that be? That would be if they all became Tomei and now they have to shecht the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni a month later on the 14th of Iyar. So a group that became Tomei, their Korban Pesach is slated to be a Korban Pesach. So only in that case, the stoma of that korban is that it's a korban pesach. But if it's not that case, then in that case, if they explicitly say l'shem shlomim, then it's okay. Then it's a shlomim. It's not a pesach, and then you'll be chayav for shechting it whilst owning chometz. But if you don't do it explicitly, then it has the status of a pesach and a pesach that's shechted, not an erev pesach. You're not chayav for owning the chometz. But what do you see from there? That only because the whole group became Tomei, we assume that it's a Korban Pesach. But if anything else happened to them, for any other reason, this group didn't shech the Korban Pesach, and they don't need it for Pesach Sheni, then we say, Loi Boya Akira. And if you shech this Korban Pesach, then on Pesach, you're chayev for owning chometz as if it's a shlomim. Why are you chayev as if it's a shlomim? Who made it into a shlomim? So if it's a shlomim, it must be loy boy akira. The very fact that the only thing you can do with that korban pesach is shecht it for a shlomim, it automatically became a shlomim without saying anything. Well, that means loy boy akira. It doesn't need to be explicitly uprooted. And that's against what we just saw now. We just saw now that the second explanation in Rav, it's boy akira. You need to explicitly uproot it. According to Rav Chiya Bar Gamda, where he says that only... So let's see inside. If the whole group became Tomei Meis, they have to make the Korban Pesach in Pesach Sheni. Then in that case, in order for that Korban Pesach to have the status of a Shlomim, it will only have a Shlomim if you explicitly uproot it. But any other Korban Pesach, not in a case where they're going to need it on for Pesach Sheni, Loi Boy Akira has the status of a Shlomim on its own. Michael Amema, what are you going to say? How are you going to explain that? They clearly hold Loi Boy Akira. And if Loi Boy Akira, the questions come back on this Braisa, that if you say Loi Boy Akira, then in the case of our Mishnah where he shechted the Korban Pesach Shloi La'ichlov, it's a Shlomim. If it's a Shlomim, then there's no problem with the fact that it's Shloi La'ichlov. And if it's the whole problem is you shechted it after the korban tomei shel beinu arba'im, then that's not psul aguf. Why does the braisa say sorif miyad? So that's what the Gemara is saying. Ma'ik lemeima. That means we have one opinion, which is that opinion quoted by Rav Chiya Bar Gamda, who explicitly holds that loy boya akira. Elo Omar Rav Huna b'reidu Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna b'reidu Rav Yeshua is now giving a third approach to understanding Rav. That the truth is that Rav holds normally Loi boy akira. You don't need akira, and that's why Rav is saying stoma. We're going back to the original version of Rav. That shochta is stam, it's kosher la'ila. Because the osham, even without an explicit uprooting of the status of osham, it has the status of oila. You asked a question, if it's got the status, if you say loi boy akira, then in our Mishnah, the Korban Pesach, which doesn't have menuyim, it has become automatically a shlomim, and if it's become a shlomim, there's no problem of shloilim nuyav. So what is the problem? The only problem could be that it's shechted after the korban tomei shel bein arba'im. How can you say that on a weekday yisarif miyad? That was the question we asked before. That's what Rav Huna is going to answer now. Hacha, the reason that you have to burn it is not because it had a psul aguf, and psul aguf would mean that it was a korban pesach because boya akira, and since boya akira you need to explicitly uproot it and you didn't, it's still a korban pesach. It's korban pesach shloilim nuyav, and it's a psul aguf. That's not the reason. That's what we tried to say before. The reason you have to burn it, hachab mayaskinon, is as follows. The Mishnah is talking about kegoyin shefrishoy koydim chatzos, that they made this korban pesach before chatzos and erev pesach, and then Umeisu bailim achar chatzois. The problems arose only after chatzois. That means the first few minutes after chatzois, this was a perfectly normal korban pesach. Nothing to do with akira, loy boy akira. This isn't a shlomim. The owners are alive. The owners are here. It's a regular korban pesach. After chatzois, the owners died. Now we have a problem of shloilim nuyov. But since, and then you can discuss, or then we were discussing, what happens to this Korban Pesach now that it's got Shaloi Lemnuyov? Is it automatically a Shlomim, or only if you explicitly make it into a Shlomim? But no. Since when the Chatzos came, this was a kosher Korban Pesach, the Havale Nira, it already saw, that means it was already able to be shechted as a Korban Pesach. V'nidche, and then it got pushed away because the owners died. And the rule is, kol ha-nira v'nidche, shuv eine chayzer v'nira. Once a Korban was, so to speak, seen the Mizbeach, seen a kosher avoida, and then been removed from that status because it doesn't have an owner, it can never come back. And that's why you're sorry for miyat. That's why you have to burn it straight away, not because it's a psul aguf, but because it's nitche, and once it's nitche, shuv eine chayzer v'nira. And in practical terms, since this korban is already was okay at a time, it could be shechted as a korban pesach, eine chayzer v'nira. Rashi says it can never become a shlomim. If it cannot become a shlomim, it stays a pesach, and it stays a pesach shlei lemnuyov. It's a psul aguf. And then Rashi says, and Rashi discusses what happens to every other case where it was Moisar a Pesach. We know that a Pesach, a Korban Pesach that was not shechted on Erev Pesach, you can shecht it after Pesach for a Shlomim. How do you ever have such a case? Every Korban Pesach from before Pesach went through the time of Erev Pesach, so it's nearer. So how can you then shecht it as a Shlomim after Pesach? So Rashi discusses that, and Rashi says that it's only talking about a case where it got lost before Chatzos, and then you found it again later. After the Shechitas HaPesach, it was never actually nira. It was never in a regular, healthy state of able to be shechted as a Korban Pesach, because it was lost. And only in those cases we have a Moisar HaPesach, we have a Korban Pesach being able to be used as a Shlomim after Pesach. Continues the Gemara. Asks the Gemara, very good. You've explained to us that the reason that in the Mishnah is Yisarif Miyad, even though Loi Boya Akira, so really this is a Shlomim and it shouldn't be Yisarif Miyad. No, since it was Nira and then Nitche, it cannot become a Shlomim. Even if Loi Boya Akira. Loi Boya Akira means a Korban Pesach that was not Nira and for whatever reason can't be used as a Korban Pesach, automatically becomes a Shlomim. But if it was Nira, it will not become a Shlomim. Says the Gemara, Midi hu taima elo l'rav. Who are we trying to explain with this whole sugya? To explain Rav. Where Rav was talking about the Oshram that automatically became an Oila. So we said that the Pesach automatically becomes a Shlomim. We had a problem. If so, why Yisarif Miyad? But it's only Rav that we're busy with now. Ha'omar Rav, Rav himself says, Ba'alei chayim einom nitchim. Whilst an animal is alive, there's no concept of nitche, there's no concept of it's been pushed away, it's become removed from its ability to be shechted. The concept, the halachic concept of nitche, doesn't apply to a live animal. Over here, what did you say? You said that before it was shechted, when it was alive, it came to Chatzos, the owners were still alive. And then the owners died, whatever else happened to it, and you say, no, in that case, it cannot become a Shlomim, because it's Nidche. And that's why it's a Pesach, and a Pesach Shleilim Nuyov, Yisarif Miyad. According to Rav, that's not true. According to Rav, it's not Nidche. And if it's not Nidche, then as soon as the owner dies or anything else happens, as we see in the Mishnah at the end, then this automatically becomes a Shlomim, according to the opinion that Loi Boya Akira. And then the question comes back, if it's automatically a Shlomim, why Yisarif Miyad? There's no Psul Aguf here. El Omer of Popper is giving a fourth explanation, similar to the third one. We're talking about a regular Korban Pesach doesn't need an Akira, Loi Boy Akira, and it becomes a Shlomim. You ask the question, if it's a Shlomim, why do you need Yisarif Miyad? Says the Gemara, El Omer of Popper, Homani Rebbe Eliezer. It's Rebbe Eliezer, the Omer, who says, V'sheichena sheichet achirim l'shem Pesach, posul. V'havalei psulei begufay. He says that this case in the Mishnah here, when it says Shochatoi v'noida shamoshcho abaylim, with what intentions did he have? He thought this was a Korban Pesach. He shechted it l'shem Korban Pesach. Since it became clear later that before he shechted it, that the owners had died or become tomei, or that they had withdrawn, then we know it was a Shlomim already, because Loi Boya Akira. It's a Shlomim. It was a Shlomim that was shechted l'shem Pesach. We know that any other Korban that's shechted shlei lishmo is kosher. It's a Korban Shlomim, which was shechted shlei lishmo. It's a kosher Korban Shlomim. We don't understand why Yisarif Miyad. Says no. There's one opinion, which is the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, who says that if you shecht another Korban, a Shlomim l'shem Pesach, it's completely possible. It's a psula guf. And therefore we can understand. That's what he says, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, to Omar HaSheichet Acherim, any other korban, and this is another korban, because we know that really this is a korban shlomim. Because Loi Boy Akira, since it's a Korban Pesach, that according to the Emes, the truth, it doesn't have an owner, the owner's a Tommy, so it's going to become a Shlomim. If Loi Boy Akira, it is a Shlomim. And he shechted it L'Shem Pesach because he didn't know. L'Shem Pesach, the Havali Psule Begufay. And therefore, you're sorry for Miyad, asks the Gemara, but if it's Rebbe Eliezer, we have a different issue. Because what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if it happened on Shabbos, he's not Chayev. Why is he not Chayev? Chatos. Because it's toya b'dvar mitzvah. He Rebbe Eliezer, he chatos nami mechayev. We saw before Rebbe Eliezer argues with Rabbi Yeshua. Rebbe Eliezer says there's no concept of toya b'dvar mitzvah. So if you're explaining that the reason the Braisa says he's sorry if miyad is because it's Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, if you did it on Shabbos, it should be chayev. The Mishnah says potur. To have the holesle Rebbe Eliezer toya b'dvar mitzvah potur. He doesn't hold toya b'dvar mitzvah is potur. Elo Tirgumer of Yosef Bereder of Salo Chasida, and this is a fifth approach. Kameder of Papa, he said this in front of Rav Papa, that similar to what we just said now on the fourth approach, but it's not Rebbe Eliezer, it's somebody else. It's somebody who holds like Rebbe Eliezer that Shlomim L'Shem Pesach is a psula guf, it's completely possible, and that's why he's sorry for Miyad if it's a weekday. And at the same time, he does hold like Rabbi Yeshua that Toya B'dvar Mitzvah is potter, and that's why if he did it on Shabbos, he doesn't bring a korban chatos for Sheikhet B'Shabbos. And who is that? Ha'mani, Yosef ben Chunoyhu. It's this Tana called Yosef ben Chunoyhu. It's none we learned in the Mishnah, Yosef ben Chunoyhu Oymir, Hanishchotim L'Shem Pesach or L'Shem Chatos, any other korban that's shechted, L'Shem korban chatos or L'Shem korban Pesach, psulim, the apostle. Not like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that Shar kol azvochim L'Shem Pesach are kosher. He argues. He holds that this aspect like Rabbi Eliezer. Alma, psule begufa, it's psula gufi, and that's why Yisarif Miyad. Umishumach Yisarif Miyad. Ubepturi, but regarding the chiyuv chatos, if you do it on Shabbos, sovalok Rabbi Yeshua, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua that toya b'dvar mitzvah is potur, and that's why the Mishnah says potur. Continues the Gemara, Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi has got a sixth approach to this whole concept. Rav Ashi says, Rav, this Rav that we're discussing, who says loy boya akira, an osham automatically if niskapru balem becomes an oila, and a korban pesach automatically becomes a shlomim. He holds the Omar Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yechon ben Baraka. He holds like the following opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Rabbi Yechon ben Baraka Eimer. Im yesh shoyis bayim. And this, commenting again on this Mishnah, what did we see in our Mishnah? That this Sheichet on Erev Pesach, he shechted it, and afterwards it became clear to him, it became known to him, that the owners had withdrawn, Moshru Baleim es Yodom, Oisha Meisu, or they died, Oisha Nitzmu. In those cases, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. That the Mishnah says, Potur, he's not Chayev Chatos because he's Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. And the Braisa said that if it's in a weekday, it's a Psul Haguf. And you're sorry if Miyad, or for whatever reasons, as we've seen in the Gemara till now. So what does Rabbi Shmuel say? That all that is true, that is called a Toya B'dvar Mitzvah in his Potur, is only, he says as follows, Im Yashoyis Bayim, if there was enough time in the day that he could have inquired, Leida, he could have asked and inquired, Im Moshchu Baile Mesyudem, have their owners already withdrawn? Oisha Mesu, have they died? Oisha Nitmu, have they become Tomei? In that case, Chayev. It's not Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. Toya B'dvar Mitzvah is if you got confused because you're under time pressure, you have to quickly shecht. You didn't have time to look into the things that would have prevented you from making a mistake. But so if you have enough time, it's Chayev Chatos because it's not Toya B'dvar Mitzvah. And then what do? And then, Utu Ubar, it doesn't say you're sorry for Miyad. It says here to Uber, the Mishnah doesn't discuss that, Rabbi Shmuel does. Rabbi Shmuel says to Uber Tzurosoy, if you shechted, in this case of the Mishnah, where you had a korban, Pesach, that for whatever reason the owners of Shalei Limnuyav, you have to be Ma'aber the Tzura. It doesn't say you're sorry for Miyad. V'yotze lebeis hasreifa, after it's to Uber Tzurosoy, after you've waited overnight, then you can burn it. My Tama. Let's try and understand, what's the reason? Why does Rabbi Shmuel say to Ubar Tzurosoy? Lav, is it not Mishum Deloi Boya Akira? Because, like we saw before, really it's a Shlomim. That means, what's the whole question? The whole question we had right from the beginning was that if you say Loi Boya Akira, then this is a Korban Shlomim. If it's a Korban Shlomim, why Yisarif Miyad? Rabbi Shmuel says it's not Yisarif Miyad. He argues. And he says that is the Ubar Tzurosoy. And the reason it's Ibru Tzurosoy is very straightforward, because it's a Shlomim. And the whole problem with it was that it was shechted after the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. It's not psul aguf, and therefore don't burn it straight away. Lav, mishum deloi boy akira. You don't need akira, and therefore it's a shlomim, and therefore it's not psul aguf, and therefore it's not yisarif miyad. Says the Gemara, no, mimai. You don't bring, how do you know that Rav holds like this, Rabbi Shmuel? No, Dilma, maybe it could be that Rabbi Shmuel holds that you do need Akira. And it is a psul aguf. So you're going to ask me a question, I don't understand. Rabbi Shmuel is going to say that you need Akira and therefore it's a Pesach, not a Shlomim, because you didn't explicitly make it into a Shlomim. And if it's a Pesach Shleilim Nuyav, it's psul aguf. If it's psul aguf, we know that you're sorry. You don't need to Ubar Tzurosa if psul aguf. Rabbi Shmuel says explicitly, Ibur Tzura, not psul aguf. Says Mishum de Sava lo ketana de Bei Rabbi Baravua. Maybe he holds like the Tana of Rabbi of the Beis Hamedrash of Rabbi Baravua. The Omar afilu pigul. He says even a psul aguf nami boya ibur tzura. Even in the case of psul aguf, not like we saw before. Before we saw that the rule is there klal kol she psulei begufa yisarif biyad bedamu bebeinim tu bar tzurasei. No, there's this Tana de Bei Rabbi Baravua. He argues and he says that no, that you need ibur tzura even if it's psul aguf. Why? The Yalif Ovin Ovin Minoisa Zigzeir Shovi learns out from Noisa. I'm even going to prove to you that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the reason that he says to Ubar Tzurosoy is not because it's a Shlomim. Why is it a Shlomim? Because of Boya Akira. Because Loi Boya Akira. And since Loi Boya Akira, by default, it becomes a Shlomim. And that's why to Ubar Tzurosoy, I'll prove to you from Rabbi Shmuel himself that's not the reason. And to Ubar Tzurosoy must be, even if he holds that it's a psul aguf, which means even if loy boy akira, which means that it's a Pesach, and Pesach leilim nuyav is psul aguf. Where do we see in Rabbi Shmuel that he says to Ubar Tzurosoy, even if it's a psul aguf, if you're not going to say that he holds that psul aguf nonetheless needs ibur tzura, then one of the cases Rabbi Shmuel spoke about, he spoke about Moshku Baleim Es Yodeim, if the owners withdrew from the Korban Pesach, he spoke about if they died, he spoke about if they became Tomei. And what did we see before? Nimtzu Nitmu Bailim, if the owners became Tomei, Maikele Meimar, how are you going to explain that? If Nitmu Bailim, then we know that it's definitely not become automatically, by default, it's not become a Shlomim. It's still a Pesach. Why? Because they need it for Pesach Sheni, like we saw before. Havadai boy Akira. The Omar Reb Chiya Bar Gamda. Nizu Komi Pia Chaburo. Kegoyin Shahoyu Bailim Tmei Meis. V'nitchu LePesach Sheni. We already saw before that the Korban Pesach, where the owners became Tomei, even if normally Loi boy Akira, and it becomes automatically a Shlomim, that's only if this Korban Pesach is going to become a Shlomim, because it cannot be a Korban Pesach. Because I don't want it to be a Korban Pesach. But those people that need it to be a Korban Pesach, the Pesach Sheni, then it's going to retain its status of a Korban Pesach until you explicitly uproot that. So in the case of Meisu Baleim, how are you going to explain to Ubar Tzurosoy there? Because Meisu Baleim is definitely a Psul Aguf. Meisu Baleim is definitely that it's still a Korban Pesach. And if it's a Korban Pesach, which you shechted Shaloylim Nuyav because you had no owners, then it's a Psul Aguf. Why to Ubar Tzurosoy? So it must be that Elo, it must be that there's a chiyuv of ibur tzura even by psul aguf. So how did Rav Ashi want to explain the contradiction between Rav, who says loy boy akira, and the korban is a shlomim? If it's a shlomim, why does the brisa say yisarif miyad? The answer is he holds like Rabbi Shmuel b'noish Rabbi Yechonon ben Baroika, who says not yisarif. Rabbi Shmuel b'noish Rabbi Yechonon ben Baroika says that to ubar tzurasi. And since to Ubar Tzurosi, Rav will be following that Tana and not the Tana of the Braisa we saw before. That's what Rav Ashi wanted to say. Now the Gemara is saying no. The Gemara is saying that it's probable that Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroika, the reason he says to Ubar Tzurosi is not because it's a Shlomim. No. And that means not that because it's a Shlomim and it's not a Psul Aguf. And since it's not Psul Aguf, you only need to Ubar Tzurosoy. No, because it must be talking that even in the case of Psul Aguf, because in the case of Meisu Bailim, we know it's a Psul Aguf, because in that case, it's definitely still a Pesach. And if it was shechted on Erev Pesach, without saying explicitly it's for Shlomim, if it's a Psul Aguf, and nonetheless, he needs to Ubar Tzurosoy. So if so, then Rabbi Shmuel must hold that to Ubar Tzurosoy, even if it's a Psul Aguf. So you have no proof that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's a Psul Aguf. It could be he holds you need Akira, and in any case, it's still a Pesach, not like Rav says, that, and it's still a Pesach, and therefore, in all the cases by Rabbi Shmuel, it's a Psul Aguf. because you don't have any proof that it's not psul aguf. If so, the question comes back that Rav, who says that loy boya akira, and he holds that it's still a shlomim. If it's still a shlomim, why does the brisa say yisarif miyad? So in the case of nitmo, we can understand. When the Mishnah speaks about nitmu, we can understand why it's yisarif. Because if it's nitmu, then it's going to be slated for Pesach Sheini. If so, it's definitely still a Pesach. And a Pesach that was shechted, shaloi limnuyav, is a psul aguf. But what about the other cases? Moshku baleim or shenitmu, potur. If it's potur, it's a shlomim if loy boya akira. If it's a shlomim, then why yisarif miyad? Why is Sarif Miyad? As we saw in explanation number 5, that Rabbi Yosef ben Chonoi, he holds that when do you say that it becomes automatically, it becomes a shlomim? That's only providing that you then don't shecht it explicitly for Korban Pesach. But he holds that if you shecht a shlomim l'shem korban pesach, then it's psul aguf. And therefore, it's very good. Rav holds that he shechted it because this sheikh definitely shechted it l'shem pesach. He didn't know it was a shlomim because he didn't yet know that there was an issue here. So he shechted it l'shem pesach. And this Rav holds that the Mishnah holds that shochet, if you shecht a shlomim and it's a shlomim, it became a shlomim by default because loy boya akira, you shecht a shlomim l'shem pesach, it's completely possible. Since it's completely possible, therefore it's yisarif miyad. And that is the last explanation and that's going back to the fifth explanation, but those are the six explanations in this Gemara of Rav. Hadron aloch elu dvorim, b'siyata deshmai, we finished perek elu dvorim, and im yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to do chazorah of perek elu dvorim, and im yirtzeh Hashem, in the next year, we're going to start perek ketzad tzoilin.